上次我们分享到呢，我们的神是一个有能力的神。
Last time we shared that our God is a powerful God.
那今天我们还是从这个角度来，要来分享，就是神是一个有能力的神。
Today we are going to share on the same topic that God is a powerful God.
但是今天我们主要集中在来怎么样来这个神是一个讲话的神。
Don't forget to translate in English.
But today we're going to focus on God's words.
Jason, so I'm speaking Chinese. Anna is translating to English. So you focus on Anna's translation, okay? Thank you, Jason. 在教会的历史上面呢，撒旦常常会来迷惑我们，就是试图把这个神的能力呢要去掉。
So in the history of the churches, of the church, so a lot of times Satan trying to steal away the power of God from the church.
也把神圣灵讲话的声音呢也要去掉。
At the same time, he is trying to steal the voice of God from the body, from the church.
那好多时候就说，在这个中世纪的时候呢，圣经一般的人都不能读的。
So during the Middle Ages, most of the people cannot read Bible.
只有几个人可以来解释圣经。
So only a few of them can read and explain the Bibles to others.
后来大家都可以有圣经读了，但是呢，圣经读的时候，好多人都说，你要读圣经，但是呢是要按照我的方法，我的方法最好。
So after a certain period, people start to have Bible access to Bible, but still, when they read the Bible, some people have to say, you have to read a Bible in a certain way, in my way, my explanation.
那其实呢，圣经就说，在简化中呢，圣灵来教导我们，会真正的明白。每一个人都有圣灵会来教导。
But actually, when you read the Bible, if you read with the Holy Spirit will explain the Bible to you.
那同时圣经呢，并不能告诉我们具体每一件事情怎么样去做，它是一个纲领性的东西，会来塑造我们品格。
So,
但是每一个具体事情，今天你要去印度去传福音，还是到谁去做生意，圣经并不会告诉你。
So the Bible will not instruct you on the daily details of your life, but it will give you a guideline, a principle for you to follow. It will not tell you whether today you are going to a mission in Cambodia or doing a business in other country. It won't tell you the details.
所以呢，就是我们需要圣灵来告诉我们，神亲自来告诉我们。
That's why we need to hear from God. We need to hear from the Holy Spirit to tell us.
当我们读《使徒行传》或者旧约里面，你发现神常常在给人讲话，亲自讲话。
So when you read a book of Acts or the Old Testament, you will see a lot of times God will clearly speak to someone.
难道今天神就留下一本圣经，留下一本遗嘱就走了吗？就不讲话了吗？
So is it that God only leave us with a Bible today without talking to us or some kind of will for us to follow without actually speaking to us?
这是一个完全错误的东西，就是说圣经是要我们带向活的神。
So this is a wrong idea. The Bible should lead us to the living God.
他的儿子来就是让我们更加容易的要来跟神连为一体，更加容易的接近神。
So his son came so that we can have a living relationship with him.
而且把圣灵就是神的灵亲自的降在每一个信徒的身上，就是说他的灵会住在我们的里面。
And also his own spirit, the Holy Spirit will come and living dwell in us.
也就是说他的讲话不仅仅是清楚，他住在我们的里面。
So not only he will speak clearly to us, but also his spirit will be dwelling with us.
那这是多么亲密的一个关系。
So that, this is such a close relationship, like intimate relationship.
但是撒旦是不会放过教会。
But the Satan is not going to let church go.
但是用各种的方法呢，就是各种的谎言呢，就是让我们不要得到神的能力，不要听清楚神的话。
So that he will give us a lot of different excuses or ways so that we cannot be closer to God.
你想想，如果神爱我们，他怎么能不向我们讲话呢？
If God truly loves us, how can he not speaking to us?
如果你的父母爱你，他怎么能不向你讲话呢？
If your parents love you, how can they not talking to you?
他是不是给你放一本书他就走了，你要照我的书做就可以了。
So will he just give you a book and say, okay, follow this book, that's it?
那父母的心意呢，就是要你清清楚楚的知道你该做什么，因为他爱你。
So as a parent, their will is for you to know exactly what they want.
所以今天耶稣来呢，就是第一个，他把能力赐给我们，啊，第二个要清清楚楚的向我们讲。
So when God came, first he's going to give us the power. Secondly, he's going to speak to us in a clear way.
他坐在十字架上担当我们的罪，就是说让你把一切事情都变得非常的容易啊，那些阻碍我们和神关系的东西全部拿走，就是没有阻拦。
So when he died on the cross, he is going to remove any obstacles that is between us and God.
在今天我们这个时代，我们更加需要清楚的知道神在每一个人身上的带领，每一天的带领。
So especially nowadays, we need to know clearly on our daily basis how God is going to lead us.
所以我们要来明白圣经里面怎么讲，来听神的话。
That's why we need to know what God says in the Bible and how God is going to speak to us.
那当然圣经首先是神的话语，我们要来听。
First of all, the Bible is what God's word, we have to listen.
但是我再次的要强调，圣经是要把我们领向神自己。
Once again, I want to emphasize that the Bible is leading us to the to God.
认识我们活着的神。
So that we will come to know the living God.
这个活着的神将会讲活着的话。
So a living God is going to talk living words.
也就叫做用 Rhema word。就是他要向你在任何场合都要讲话。
So also known as Rhema words, on any occasions he will talk to you on that occasion.
那好多弟兄姐妹会说，我怎么听不见呢？或者说我怎么才能听得清楚呢？
So a lot of people, a lot of brothers and sisters will ask, how come I cannot hear that? And how can I hear that clearly so that I know that's the will of God?
要听清楚神讲话有什么样的条件呢？
Is there any conditions so that I can hear clearly from God?
所以我们今天呢，我们在圣经里面根据圣经呢讲一部分这样的内容。
So according to the Bible, we will talk about some of the aspects of how to listen to the words of God.
那其实整本圣经都在告诉我们怎么样和人来互动，我们没有时间去来从头讲到尾，一二三四五六七八，我们讲某些方面。
So actually, the whole Bible is telling us about how God interacts with people, but we won't be able to go through all of that. So we're just gonna talk about some aspect of it.
那我们翻开民数记十二章。
So we'll turn to Numbers chapter 12.
那我呢来读中文，你要是读英文的话，你就请你自己来读，好吧
？So Pastor Ben is going to read in Chinese. So those of you who read in English, please just read on your own.
摩西娶了古示女子为妻， 米利暗和亚伦用他说去的故事女子就回谤他，说难道耶和华与摩西说话不也与我们说话吗？这话耶和华听见了。摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。耶和华忽然对摩西、亚伦、米利暗说，你们三个人都出来到会幕这里。他们三个人就出来了，耶和华在云柱中临见了，站在会幕门口，就亚伦和米利暗二人就出来了。耶和华说，你们且听我的话，你们中间若有先知，我耶和华必在异象中向他显现，在梦中与他说话。我的仆人摩西不是这样，他是在我全家境中的，我要与他面对面说话，那是明说，不用谜语，并且他必见我的形象。你们回谤我的仆人摩西，为何不惧怕呢？耶和华就向他们二人发怒而去，云彩从会幕上挪开了。不料米利安长了大麻风，有血那样不白。亚伦一看米利安长了大麻风，就对摩西说，我主啊，求你不要因我们愚昧犯罪，渐渐这罪加在我们身上，求你不要使他像那畜牧妇肉已泛滥的死胎。于是摩西哀求耶和华说，神啊，求你医治他。耶和华对摩西说，他父亲所吐唾沫在他脸上，他岂不蒙羞七天吗？现在要把他在营外关锁七天，然后才可以领他进来。于是米利暗关锁在营外七天，百姓没有行路，只等到把米利暗领进来。以后百姓从哈西路起行，在巴勒旷野安营。那我们读到这里的时候呢，弟兄姐妹可能对这段经文有不同的一些感触。
So now we finish this chapter. Some of you may have different opinions on this chapter.
有的人可能你想到的不是怎么样来听神的声音，而是说那神怎么对米利暗这么凶呢？
So some people might not even think about how God is speaking to us. They might more focus on how come God was so strict with Miriam.
今天呢，我们不讲这方面，这一面是属于这个，有人会讲到属灵的权柄，他们就会讲这个Numbers 12, 12章，就是说我们今天不集中在这里。
So a lot of people, when they talk about authorities, they will use chapter 12 in Numbers, this chapter.
那我想大家很好奇，为什么这个地方就是讲到神对这个米利暗这么严重的一个管教。
So some people may be curious on how what God was so strict with Miriam.
简单的来讲呢，就是我们对神的仆人呢，不要说唱道教，不然呢可能会长了大麻风。大麻风是一种病呢，就是看起来非常恶心，人人都要躲的。
So basically, it said we should not say things against the servant of God.So a leprosy is a kind of a skin disease that looks quite disastrous. So people usually will stay away from this kind of people.
所以呢，就是长话短说，就是说不要去随便去毁谤神的仆人。
So to make the story short, so we just don't judge on the servants of God.
那。这个课题呢，就是说大家有兴趣继续再去默想研究，今天我们不讲。
So on the topic of authority, you can also meditate on this, but we are not going to focus on that today.
那有一点关于这个属灵的权柄呢，跟神清楚的向摩西讲话有关系。
So how God clearly speak to Moses also has something to do with spiritual authority.
今天我们就集中在神怎么样，神怎么样向不同的人讲话，我们怎么样才能听清楚神的声音。
So we will focus on how God is going to speak to different people and with authority.
那这里讲到呢，神有给先知和摩西讲话呢有两种方式。
So here it says there are two ways that God is going to speak to a prophet.
那其实还有更多的方式，这里呢提到就是说，像先知还有神的仆人讲话呢， 这里讲到两种。
So here says, the prophet and also servants. So there are two ways that he is going to speak.
那一种呢，他就说是像摩西，像这个，一般的先知呢，他就会用异梦和异象来跟他们讲。
So to a prophet, he will speak to him in visions and in dreams.
这里跟摩西讲话呢，他说怎么讲呢？他说耶和华说，你们切听我的话，你们中间若有先知，我耶和华必在异象中向他讲见，在梦中与他说话。我的仆人摩西不是这样，他是在我全家境中的，我要与他面对面说话，那是明说，不用谜语，并且他必见我的形象。你们回报我的仆人摩西，为何不惧怕呢？
So when God speaks about Moses, he said, when a prophet of God is among you, I reveal myself to him in visions, I speak to him in dreams, but this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. With him, I speak face to face, clearly and not in riddles. He sees the form of the Lord. Well, then, were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
那这个地方讲到呢，因为摩西呢是针对他们里面讲的，他代表的是那神奇的意思，你们为何不惧怕呢？就他在传达这个神的直接的旨意，所以人要惧怕。
So God speaks clearly and speak to Moses face to face and not in riddles. So that's why when you speak to Moses, you should not speak against Moses.
就是说，你们为何不？你们就是说要非常小心。
So meaning that you have to be very careful when you speak against a servant of God.
那这里呢，最主要的就是说，你看，神为什么他向摩西讲话是面对面讲话？原文里面说是嘴对嘴讲话，就是你一句我一句的讲话。
So when it says face to face in the original text, it says just have a real conversation one sentence after another, mouth to mouth.
Come here. 神呢把这个理由讲得非常的清楚。神好多时候不讲因为所以，但是这里讲得很清楚。他说我的仆人不是这样，他是在全家怎么样敬忠的。
敬忠的。So usually, a lot of times God will not explain something like this, but here it says the reason why he speaks to Moses face to face was because Moses is faithful in all my house.
所以呢，我要与他面对面说话，那是明说，不用谜语。
That's why I will speak to him face to face and not in riddles.
也就是说，这个忠心呢，全家敬重这一点呢是。神给他讲明说的一个条件。
So that means being faithful is a condition for God to speak clearly to a person.
我们今天怎么应用呢？就说当我们能够来忠心在小事上的时候，神就把大事托管给我们，他就开始讲话，进一步的讲。
So when we are faithful in the small things, and God is going to speak to us clearly and also help us to do bigger things.
所以这个忠心是非常的重要。
So being faithful is very important.
我们好多人说，哎呦，神为什么不向我讲话呢？
So a lot of time people will ask, how come God is not speaking to me?
那神就，神一个条件很简单，就是你要信。愿意送。
So the condition is quite simple. You have to first believe him and also have faith in him.
那这个敬忠这个词啊，就是说摩西的敬忠呢，就是他是一个非常非常的忠心，就是说的全家敬忠啊，用这样一个词就是说是忠心到不能再忠心了。
So he says he's faithful in all my house, meaning that he cannot be any more faithful than that.
就是说凡事上他都敬忠，神就是说他非常贴心，他对神来说非常的贴心， 神叫他做的他都做。
So anything that God asks, Moses is going to do it because he's so faithful.
怪不得人如果对摩西不满，神非常不满。
No wonder when people speak against Moses, God was very angry about that.
但是这个敬重呢，它中心啊是有个过程，对一般人都是有过程，对摩西也是有个过程。
But being faithful is a process, even to Moses.
那圣经在新约里面讲的很清楚，他说在小事上忠心，我就把大事托管给你。
And in New Testament also says, when you are faithful in the small things, then God is going to empower you with the bigger things.
那什么是小事，什么是大事呢？
So what is the small thing and what is the bigger thing?
那神说你不要弄撞别人，这不是小事吗？
So when God said do not judge other people, is that a small thing?
神说你要原谅别人，这不是小事吗？
If God says forgive others, is that a small thing?
神说你要把十分之一带到神的家里面，这是不是小事呢？
And when God says bring your tithes and offering, is that a small thing?
那什么是大事呢？
So what are the greater things?
你可能觉得大事是我家的病人要得医治。
You might think, okay, the bigger things that the sick will get healed in my family.
你觉得我的经济要得反转。
And you might be your financial situation.
或者另外人的大事呢？另外人是在神的家里面想着神的大事，就是我要传福音。
So to some people, the big things may be us telling other your neighbors about the gospel.
我就说我要传福音到地极，我有一个意向。
I would spread the gospel to the end of the earth. That's my vision.
但是呢，这个忠心和信心的操练呢，是从小事开始。
But being faithful.Starts from the small things first.
那些小事呢，会清楚地写在圣经里面。
And these small things are clearly written in the Bible.
当然我们不能说圣经里面写的就是小事，而是说这些小事都写在圣经里面。
We are not saying small things. The Bible only records the small things, but clearly some small things are listed in the Bible.
那如果我们不能做写下来的东西，我们怎么能够听没有看得见的东西？
So if we cannot do the small things that are listed in the Bible, how can we do greater things that are not listed?
那所以就从我们那些小事开始做起。
So that's why we should start with the small things first.
那第一个事情呢，就是来为罪自己的罪要来悔改。
First of all, is to repent for your own sins.
那这一点讲到这一点呢，我要讲一下神怎么样清楚的讲到。
So here I want to tell you about how God will clearly speak to you.
我曾经碰到一个牧师，他说在的宗派呢，他们并不追求这种。什么圣灵的这种能力方言不追求这些，但是呢，他说神在摩西的时候清楚地向他讲话。
So I know this pastor, from his denomination, they were not longing to be have an encounter with the Holy Spirit or be filled with the Holy Spirit, but he told me that in several times God will speak to him with a very clear voice.
他说什么时候呢？他就问神说：“神啊，我有什么罪需要悔改的时候呢？”神清楚地向他。
So when will God speak to him clearly? Is when he asks God about God, where do you want me to repent? What kind of sin do you want me to repent? And God will speak to him clearly in regards to that.
那他说几乎每一次他这样问的话，神都会清清楚楚地向他讲。
So about all the time, every time when he asked God about this question, and God is going to tell him about it.
你想好多人追求圣灵的充满什么方言的，他这个人不追求，但是呢他说他要是问神哪个最需要悔改让他提醒的，神一定会提醒。
So even though he was not hoping to be filled with the Holy Spirit, but every time, each time he asked God whether he needs to repent from his sins, God always answered his prayer and tell him what exactly he needs to repent.
事实上这也是神所最喜悦的。
And indeed, this is the most joyful thing that God hopes for us.
如果今天我的儿子来到我的跟前说，爸爸，我需要哪些事情我需要悔改，那我高兴得不得了，再加上2000块钱奖金。
So if my son comes to me and asks me, Dad, what kind of things should I repent from? I will be so happy. I'm not only going to tell him about the things that he needs to change, and also I'm going to reward him with $2,000 cash.
那真的就是神会清楚的讲话。啊，清楚的讲话，当我们在小事上忠心的时候呢，神就把大事做光给我们。
So God is going to speak to us if we have been faithful on the small things. God is going to reveal us the bigger things.
那把大事做光给我们是什么呢？就是大，他就会告诉你，就是会跟你讲话。
So what does it mean to and give you the greater things?Basically, he will going to speak to you and tell you exactly what to do.
这里讲到就是说摩西听神的话呢是非常非常清楚的，这可能是好多人追求的目标，那你就追求精通吧。
So here it says God speaks to Moses face to face and clearly not in riddles. If this is something that you would like to happen in your own life, then be faithful to him in all his house.
那另外一个呢，摩西他的性格里面有一个特点，我们要注意到为什么神这样的来信任。
And also a second characteristic in Moses is so important.
在第三节讲到呢，摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
So it has been talked about in verse 3, it says Moses was very humble.And more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth.
就是他这样的忠心啊，就是说忠心到一个程度被不是这样的谦卑，谦卑到一个程度比世上任何人都谦卑。
So he was so humble that he's more humble than anyone else on earth.
有的人说这个摩西是不是也自吹自擂？因为这个民数记他自己写的。
So some people may question Moses because Moses, he himself wrote numbers.
那事实上呢，摩西就是非常的忠心，神告诉他什么，他就写什么。
So actually Moses was so faithful, so whatever God tells him to write, he wrote it.
神说摩西为人极其谦和，谦和胜过世上的众人，他就说摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的
众人。So when God says Moses was a very humble man more than anyone else on the face of earth, when Moses heard about that and he just wrote it down.
因为他是全家尽忠的嘛。
Because he's faithful in all his house.
所以神把启示神把创世纪的东西启示给他，对不对？创世纪到这摩西五经启示给他是有原因的嘛。
So that's why God told him about from Genesis to the five books of the laws.
所以呢，神说摩西，你就写下来。摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。摩西就说，好好好，我就写下来。
So when God says, write this, Moses is humble more than anyone else on earth. Then when Moses heard it, he wrote it down.
如果有一天将来神告诉我说。要写下来王炳是世界上从古到今最伟大的牧师，那我就说好好好，我写下来。
So if God ever speak to me about me being the greatest pastor on earth, then I will have to write it down.
如果我那个时候说我不能这样写，这样写太矫枉，神可能就要发火了。
So if I say, I shouldn't write this, that's not humble at all. then probably God is going to be quite mad about me.
我只是开开玩笑，但是真是真，好多时候我们不知道什么叫谦卑，什么叫骄傲。
So I'm just telling you as a joke, but indeed, a lot of people do not know what is being humble and wants to be proud.
啊，耶稣来说，他说我就是道路、真理、生命。我一开始读圣经的，我说这个人太骄傲。
So when Jesus speaks about him being the way, the truth, and the life, when I first read about this, I felt, oh, Jesus is so proud, so arrogant.
当然，耶稣就是他比摩西更加的忠心，圣经这样讲。
But the Bible said, meaning that Jesus was even more faithful than Moses.
这是在希伯来书里面，就是他的儿子被仆人摩西更加的忠心。
So it's actually written in the book of Hebrew that his servant is more faithful than Moses.
那这里就说，讲到了摩西呢，为人极其谦和，谦和就是非常的谦卑柔和，把谦卑柔和都加在一起就是谦和。
So in the Chinese, of the humble, a meaning that is also humble and also meek, like soft.
那所以就说摩西呢是一个非常谦卑的人，柔和的。
So Moses is a very humble man, very soft, a soft person.
那这是我们听神是不是要清楚的给我们讲话的另外一个重要条件。
So this is the second condition that how God is going to speak to us.
讲到谦卑和骄傲，我们好多时候我们真的。我们自己或者碰到很多人，你发现别人讲话的时候，我们并没有在听，我们有我们自己的一套。
So when you talk to someone else, we might not even listen to what the other people or other person is saying because we have our own ways of thinking or our own.
因为我们心里面并不谦卑，也不柔和。
Because in our heart we were not humble or we are not meek.
我们自己的意见太浅了。
So we have our own opinions.
我们就听不见别人的声音。
That's why we cannot listen or hear the voice of others.
我想我们在生活里面常常会遇到这样的情况。你发现夫妻俩为一件事情常常的来争吵，争吵几十年以后，发现还没有达到任何的共识。
So it happens so often in our life. For example, a couple will argue about something that for so long, after years, they still cannot come to a solution.
那为什么呢？其实就是说他并不听对方在讲什么，他只是在表达他自己在讲什么。
So why is that? Because the person is only opinionate about his own ideas without even listening to his.opponent or his spouse.
但是人和人呢这样相处呢，就是说人会继续的吵，但是神和人不会继续吵。
So for humans, we will continue to argue or fight against each other, but God will not, is not going to do that with us.
因为人呢以为我讲多了他就会听。
Because for human, we think that if we speak this repeatedly again and again, so my other person may listen to me.
那人也觉着我本来就在听你啊，其实呢，我们不知道，我们根本就没有听对方。
And we think we are listening to our partners, but instead we are not listening at all.
那是因为神知道我们内心所处的一切，我们不听的时候，他就不讲。
But God knows what is in our heart, so if we do not listen, then He stops talking to us.
所以我们就听不见他讲。
That's why we cannot hear from Him.
当然，好多时候我们不听的时候呢，关键时候神还是会讲。但是呢，讲个几次以后呢，就不讲。
So during some critical times, even though we do not listen, God is still speaking to us.But after a few times, God will stop talking to us at all.
那有时候一个人不听的时候，神就用很大的声音讲，通过事情，有时候你突然通过旁边发生的事情在讲话，那人还是不听，那最后自己就去，要那就你就做自己的事吧。
So sometimes God will speak in a such loud voice, through things or through circumstances. But if you do not listen, God will let it go and not talking to you.
那神就会可能会采取暗中来帮助和保护的措施，但是有些事情，我们做了决定，我们做的一些东西，神会尝试让它继续发生，要这个承受我们的一些后果。
So sometimes God, a lot of times God will continue to protect us, in His own ways, but, if we make a decision without consulting Him, God will let this thing happen and let so that consequence will happen to us as well.
那我就举个最近发生在我身上的一个例子。
So, just for example, something that happened in my own life.
最近呢，我找了一个房客呢，他专门是坑房东的，习惯性坑房东的。
So recently, I had a tenant that, he is, he likes to
prey on landlords.
Yeah. So he take advantage on the landlords a lot of times from his previous interaction. So yeah.
那我就讲讲这个经历，大家来一起学习，神在教导我们什么东西。
So I want to share my experience so that we can learn together.
其实我们这个房子说是要租出去，他就说很热心，他说哦没问题，这个房价也可以出，而且呢你不用装修网，我帮你装修，我把什么东西，我铺地板做这个东西，我都没问题的，我自己买地板铺。
So he told me, okay, I'm taking the house, it's good, the price is good, even though the renovation is not done, he said he's gonna do it, he's gonna finish the flooring and stuff like that.
所以呢我们就很高兴，签了约。
So we were happy, so we signed the contract with him.
那后来呢这个政府的这个那个部门啊，就是叫什么失业金的部门，主动打电话给我们说，他有没有交房租？
失业金部门是什么 ？So the
social assistant.
Okay, so the housing assistant at the board of housing assistant actually called me and asked me whether he has paid. 啊 ？Whether he has paid
the rent.
Yeah, whether he has not paid his rent.
后来我们才发现呢，他过去就是不给房东交房租的。
So later on, we found out he never really paid any rent to his previous landlords.
那后来我们在反省的时候呢，我们就悔改。
So when we reflect on that, we repent.
你说牧师王炳牧师就是常常知道跟人家讲，就是说是人不能侍奉两个主，你要是不能侍奉金钱，又侍奉神，对不对？但是到这时候做决定的时候，看到人家能给你省钱，能给你这个，对不对？愿意出那样的价钱，你就很高兴，就没有去好好去求问神。
So when we say we cannot serve God,
或者没有根据神的话语去讲。
So a lot of times when we say we cannot serve God and mammon alone, together. So when these things happen, when temptation comes, we cannot really asking God about his opinions on this. So we thought that this guy is going to help us to save money, so that we did not consult God.
所以这件事情呢，从心里面来讲，我是非常清楚，就是说。我对神的话也清楚，但没有去真正去按一个敬畏的心去问他。
So I know this from my own conscience that I did not ask God on His opinions, even though I know His words.
所以我下面要承受一些后果。
That's why there are consequences for me to bear.
所以请大家继续为我们祷告，我们夫妻俩愿意悔改，但是呢，下面还有一段路要走。
So my wife and I are going to repent, but please pray for us so that because there are a process for us to go through.
那所以就是说好多时候呢就是我们心里清楚生的话但是有时候没有去做或者因着其他的利益我们就被利益牵着走。
So even though we know the word of God, but a lot of times, because there are temptations or other benefits for us, so that we did not listen to the voice of God.
所以一个表现出来的现象就是说神的话没有听清楚，没有听清楚。
So one of the obvious things that God, when God speaks, we cannot hear.
那所以呢，就是说好多时候我们希望清楚的听到神的话，像摩西一样的，那是一个中心，就是要中心在里面，谦卑在里面。
So if we want to be like Moses to listen clearly about the voice of God, so there are two conditions to be faithful and also being humble.
但是你可能说我又不是摩西，摩西历史上只有一个，对不对？那神怎么像我这样的人来讲话呢？
So you may say, oh, I am not Moses. There is only one Moses on the face of earth. How can I be like him?
大家呢要抱着一个盼望。那第一个呢，就是耶稣在新约里面讲呢，他说：“我的羊认得我的声音，他也会跟着我。”就是神应许呢，任何一个基督徒都是能够听见他的声音的。
But in the New Testament, Jesus said, "My sheep listens to my voice." So we need to have this hope that God is going to speak to us.
在新约里面的我们基督徒呢，比旧约里面的先知有更大的一个权利。
So in the New Testament, as a believer, we have a greater privilege than the prophets of the Old Testament.
那我这里呢不是在乱讲，耶稣讲得非常清楚。苏西约翰他说，在旧约里面呢，他是最大的。蘑菇里面说是最大，但是呢，将来神的国度里面最小的比他更大。
So I'm not saying this out of nothing, but in the Bible it says, Jesus says, even though Baptist John was the greatest on earth, but in the house of God, he is the least.
That is the kingdom of God.
The kingdom of God, yes. The smallest is greater than him.
新约里面的基督徒呢？全成了神的儿女，所以称呼他为阿爸父。
So in the New Testament, we call him our Abba Father. We are his children.
就是我们有更大的一个权柄，更大的、更重要的一个身份，就是我们直接跟父有这样一个父子的关系。
So we have this greater privilege. Privilege to be his own sons and daughters, so we have a greater relationship.
而且他把圣灵就放在我们的里面。
And also he give us the Holy Spirit.
旧约里面圣灵不是住在所有的以色列人身上的。
So in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit was not dwell in all of the Israelites.
那圣灵只是在祭司、先知和君王被高的这些人身上才住在他们身上。
So Holy Spirit was only among the priests, the kings, so those who are anointed by God.
不是住在每一个人身上。
So he was not divine in each and every one of them.
他们要敬拜神，要来把这个祭物带到圣殿里面，要通过祭司。
So they need to bring the sacrifice to the priest in order to the priest in order to be cleansed.
今天，所以我们某种意义上讲，我们的这个身份地位远远超过旧约的先知和使徒，旧约的先知。
So in some ways, our identity as children of God is greater than the priests of the Old Testament.
但是呢，因为我们人性里面过去，这个， 这个肉体过去亚当而来的信息，我们这个学习听生的声音呢还是有一个过程。
But because we are descendants of Adam, the things that in us, we need to learn to listen to the voice of God.
所以就把神就把今天这样的篇章写在这里，今天民数记十二章写在这里做什么？就是教导我们神怎么样向不同的人讲话，那么这些人他要听得清楚用什么样的条件。
So that's why God is presenting us with chapter 12 from Numbers, so that we know under what kind of conditions God is going to speak clearly to us.
啊，所以我们蛮有盼望，蛮有盼望。
So we have full of hope.
啊，这里呢讲到另外一种神讲话的方式，是一种比较模糊的方式，就是像另外的先知呢，是通过一梦一见来讲。
And also here he says, he talks to the prophets through dreams and vision.
啊，你就说，哎呦，先知都讲话都用模糊的方式，那像我讲话用什么方式？不模糊了吗？
So you might think, oh, even prophet, he's speaking to them in dreams and visions and things that are like riddles. So how can he speak to me?
弟兄姐妹，神是非常希望清楚地向人讲话的，但是呢，因着我们的背景，因着我们内心里面的状况呢，神采取不同的方法，是因着爱。
So, because of love, that's why God is going to speak us in different ways.
那不然的话，今天我们没有一个人有机会可以来认识耶稣，早都被审判，都下地狱了。
Otherwise, everyone will be condemned and none of us will be saved.
所以他在等候，好多时候他用通过别人来讲话，通过不清楚的方式来讲话，意象、比喻来讲话。
That's why he's waiting for us. He will speak to us through dreams and visions or through the mouth of others.
所以通过一些基督徒去传福音给我们，
就是
他直接向我们。
That's why he will tell us about him through other Christians, or other Christians will tell you about how he is, right? Through other people's mouth.
他用通过不同的方式，是一种爱我们的方式向我们讲话。
He speaks to us in different ways because he's speaking with love.
弟兄姐妹，如果一个人不信神，不信上帝，背逆上帝，如果神清楚地向你讲话，你会有什么样的后果？
So, if someone does not know, does not believe in God, and God speaking to him clearly, so what will happen to that?
世界上现在多少的人是背逆上帝的？如果上帝清清楚楚向他们讲话，他们的后果会怎么样？
So a lot of people are rebellious against God. If God speaks clearly to them, what would happen?
所以圣经里面讲呢，他神的恩慈和忍耐呢，是要什么样？领人悔改。
That's why the Bible says the mercy of God is to bring us back to God.
所以呢，神会通过一梦一现讲话，也会通过别人来讲。
That's why God will speak to us through dreams and visions and also through the voice of other people.
所以今天才派了我在这里坐在这里向大家讲。
So he sent me to speak to all of you today.
通过弟兄姐妹向大家来传福音。
And through our brothers and sisters so that we will encourage each other.
那通过环境。通过不同的事情天象天有异象都向大家讲，今天我们不讲那么多。
So also through our circumstances and also through even through weathers, so there are a lot of other ways that God can speak to us, but we will not emphasize on that.
有人就说前两天这个美国最大的一个国旗被雷劈成两半，就是生在讲话。
So a few days ago, when the largest flag of the United States being hit by lightning, people say, "Oh, God is speaking to us."
那就是说，神会通过环境来讲话。
So meaning that God is going to speak us through our circumstances.
弟兄姐妹，长话短说呢，就是说，大家这些东西以后可以去继续不断的学习，但是呢，他讲话不跟他的圣经会矛盾的，这是非常重要的。
So, God is going to speak us, but His voice will not contradict with the Bible.
还有一个呢，有人就他说人会走偏，那怎么办呢？事实上，我们过去好多人有走偏的现象。
So, and we'll say that some people will go astray, and indeed, a lot of people did go astray in the past.
啊，长话短说，就是大家呢。要谦卑，要接受牧养，非常重要。
So to make it short, we need to be humble. We need to be open to discipline, to discipline, yeah, so that we can listen to the voice of
God. To be pastored.
We have to be pastored. Yeah, to be taught. Okay.
最危险的就是好多人他说我能直接从神那边听到声音，所以我不需要牧养。
So some people say,
就圣灵去带领去走。
So some people may say, okay, I hear clearly from the voice of God, so that I don't need to be pastored by any other. So I'm gonna walk this way alone.
所以就会出很多的问题，因为神把这个属灵的牧者设立在这里是做什么？就是来看顾羊群。
So a lot of things will happen to this person because God has a purpose in putting a pastor or leadership in the church.
那另外呢，我们听到神的声音要做什么
？So second thing is if we hear from God, then what do we do next?
那我们听到神的声音要来觉得我们了不起吗
？So if we heard from God, does it mean that okay we are better than others?
啊，听到神的声音，觉得我们比别人更加的属灵吗
？So if we hear from God, does it mean we are more spiritual than other people?
那我们要看看听到神的声音要做什么？我们看看以赛亚书五十章第四节。
So We will turn to Isaiah chapter 50 to see what should we do after we heard from the voice of God.
第四节就讲到呢，他说主耶和华赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语扶助疲乏的人。
So on verse 4 it says, The sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary.
就是说神的目的呢要让我们去扶持那些疲乏的。
So the sole purpose, from God is for us to help those who are weak.
那个疲乏两个字你读英文的话就是 weary, 就是那些各种的重担啊，好的就是各种的这种身心灵的一种疲倦，身心灵的一种下沉，都包括在里面。
So the word weary meaning a person is under different kind of burdens. So they've been tortured by different burdens in their lives.
今天我们中间我们的放眼一看，其实所有的人都面临这样的疲乏，面临这样的weariness.
So if you look.Each and every one of us are under this kind of yoke. Like every one of us is weary and tired and, you know, troublesome.
你说今天作为我自己，难道我就不能像我爸爸那样一辈子做一个职业？为什么学了原子核物理，后来学什么医学物理，后来做牧师，后来又做家教，后来还要做什么装修什么东西？难道我不能像我爸爸那样安居乐业吗
？So how come I cannot be just like my father, where he can have just one job all throughout his life, whereas I have to first of all learn about atomic physics and then medical physics and then became a pastor then and a tutor to other people and also now I have to go and fix houses construction.
难道我非常喜欢做这些事情吗?
Do I really like to do all these things?
弟兄姐妹，现在很多人都是这样。 这个时代给很多人weariness。
So brothers and sisters, this generation is under this kind of weariness. Like we have to do a lot of things that make us tired.
所以神非常的清楚，给先知这样讲，就是他的心就是让我们去扶助那些疲乏的人。
So the prophet knows the heart of God. So the God wants us to sustain the weak, the weary.
那包括我们真正要把救恩来传给别人，让人认识这位救主。
So including let other people know about the true salvation, our Lord Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣的那边真正的得到平安和安息。
So that in Jesus Christ, they can receive the true peace and love.
当然你说我都是疲乏的人，我怎么去帮助别的疲乏的人呢？
So you might say, okay, I myself are tired and weary. How can I sustain the other people who are also like me?
事实上，这是一个很好的问题，因为神就是先要帮助我们，让我们才能帮助别人。
So it's a good question, but God wants us to help us first so that we can help other people.
他怎么要让我们去扶助别人？他首先会来怎么样来扶持我们？
So how can he help other people? First of all, he needs to help us first.
所以我们更要从神那边得着能力，更要很清楚地听他向我们讲什么。
That's why we need to hear clearly from the Lord and to know exactly what he wants us to do.
好，我们先做一个祷告，我们让弟兄姐妹来分享。
So we'll pray and we will let brother and sister to share later on.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美，爱我们。Lord,
you are God who loves us. We praise you and worship you.
今天你教导我们说，你们要祷告，这样祷告，我们在天上的父。You
said pray like this, our Father in heaven.
哦，你说我们今日的饮食赐给我们，免我们的债，如同免了人的债。You
said give us our daily bread, forgive our sins as we forgive others' sins.
你祷告说。 救我们脱离试探，免我们让我们免于凶恶。
Sustain us from the evil ones, and protect us from the evil ones, and
not lead us into temptation.
Yeah, lead us not into temptation, but sustain from the evil ones.
我谢谢你，你关心我们明日的需要。
Thank you for caring each of us our needs.
主啊，因着耶稣的缘故，主啊，你圣灵已经住在我们的身上。Because
of Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit is already dwelling in us.
主啊，主啊，你开启我们的灵，你增加弟兄姐妹的信心，让我们清清楚楚的知道这真理，就是圣灵住在我们的灵。Lord,
open our ears so that we know that clearly that the Holy Spirit is within us.
圣经上讲，神不会放下一样好处不给他所爱的人。
So the Bible says God will not let anything, any good things to us, will not let any good things do not to us.
主啊，今天你来赐给我们受教的心，像先知这里讲的，赐给我们受教者的舌头。
Lord, give us an instructed tongue.
开通我们的耳朵。
And open our ears.
能够听见你的声音，so
that we can listen to your voice.
让我们的脚走在通常的道路上，so
that we will walk on a smooth ground.
我们再次的相信你的话语。Lord,
once again, we believe in your words.
主啊，你也塑造我们像摩西那样成为一个谦卑柔和的人。So
help us to be like Moses, to be a person who are humble and faithful.
是有信心顺服的人。
Faithful and also submissive to you.
我知道这是一个过程，但是你的恩典够我们用。
We know it's a process, but your faithfulness is enough sufficient for us.
感谢你。
Praise you.
我们耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
We pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
好，下面我们把时间呢，就是开放给弟兄姐妹，有这个经历啊，各方面分享啊，大家来补充啊，可以简短一点啊，我相信很多人有经历啊。
So, we'll open the mic to every one of you. If you have, heard from the voice of God, you can speak. Tell us about your experience.
Anna, 你翻译一下，我想喝杯水。
Okay. So I will translate while Bing, Pastor Bing, go get water. You know, 要分享什么？ Anyone want to share?
所以大家都在深思啊，深思。鼓励大家，你不要一下想成为摩西。
So I encourage you do not try to be Moses or like all of a sudden, you know, it's a process.
我们每一个人都很独特，你就做你自己好。
So each of us is unique, just be yourself.
对，鼓励大家来分享啊，圣灵有什么感动都可以来分享。
So encourage you to share. If God is moving in you, then please share your story.
或者大家有什么事情需要祷告的啊，也可以提出来。我们在这个地方要来祷告，有些事情也要来真正祷告。
Hello, 是谁？
God,
Tanya.
Hello, Tanya.
I like to share.
Okay.
One for Mary asked yesterday, she said that she is coming over to see us today.
Mary what? Sorry?
Sister Mary is coming over to our place today to see us.
Sister Mary is coming to see you today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And he asked for prayer for Sister Mary because she had a test. And we want to pray for Brother Rusty because he's been in a bad accident, Sister Mary said.
No. Okay, Sister Mary said what?
She is beautiful and she is so kind and Pastor Bing, how can you send the offering to you?
Okay.
Mary, Tema, 翻译一下。
Mary, are you there? Mary? Sister Mary, are you there?
You're welcome.
Is Is Mary online?
No.
Okay, okay. Yeah, it's good that Mary is going to visit you. We will pray for you guys. And you have a good time, okay?
Right. And pray for mom's eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Tanya, for your sharing. I believe Mary is going to, she's right. going to be very encouraging to you. She will bring our love to you.
Right.
Okay. So anybody else want to share? Or any prayer request?
I'll be right back. I go to Jason.
Maybe Tanya, let somebody else have some time to share. Okay.
Okay.
我分享一个吧，就是很久以前我经历的，可能很多人都听过了，不过我想再说一下。
我来翻译一下。
Okay.
So Anna wanted to share a story from the past.
就是我刚信主的时候，还没有怎么读过圣经的时候。
That was when I was a new believer. I didn't really read my Bible that time.
有一次呢，我就在家里为一件事情祷告。
So I was praying for one thing at home.
那好神奇，我就突然听到一句话。
So suddenly I heard a voice.
然后就说，我的道路高过你的道路，我的意念高过你的意念。
The voice says, my way is higher than your way, my thought is higher than your thought.
那我就听到这句话，我也不知道什么意思。
So I didn't really know, understand what it means.
然后我还去 Google 一下是什么意思。
So I went to Google what that means.
然后Google 完了后我就看，哦，是以赛亚书的某一章某一节了，我就是知道是圣经而来的。
So I found out it is from Bible, from the book of Isaiah.
然后我就准备去睡觉了。
So I was going to go to sleep.
那当时有一个姐妹送了我一本书。
So at that time, my sister gave me a gift, a book.
那本书就是每一天读一个 chapter, 就是一章 一个 chapter 这样子。
So in that book, how to instruct you to read a chapter every day.
Yeah.那天我就读到我要读的那一页了。
So that day was I was following the daily schedule.
那我打开那一页，第一行字，他就写我的道路高过你的道路。
When I opened the Bible, the first line was the word I heard. My way is higher than your way, and my thought is higher than yours.
对，然后给我好大的触动，就是让我放下我当时想要祷告的事情。
So I think the Lord wanted me to drop. I was praying and holding on to.
对，就是我当时就觉得神就是给我两次的一个 confirmation， 跟我讲，就是他有更好的一个方法。
Well, Lord is confirming.By speaking twice to me, he has a better way of doing things.
对，然后就是因为我当时是个刚信主的人，这个事情非常的触动我。
So because I was a new believer at that time, this incident really shocked me.
啊，对，所以就是你知道，你刚信主，并不是，就是很并不是所谓意义上的就是变得很好的人。
So you know that when you become a new believer, you are not really a kind of a good person.
对，然后我就是想鼓励刚刚信主的弟兄姐妹，或者是。对，就是特别是刚信主的弟兄姐妹吧，其实神是真的在跟我们说话。
So I really want to encourage the new brothers and sisters. God is really speaking to us.
对，那也鼓励就是像我们这种信了很久的。
Also encourage those of the seasoned mature believers.
对，如果
神、like、
神对。刚信任刚认识神的人讲话的话，那他怎么不会对你讲话呢？神一定是对你讲话，除非就是我们的心变硬了，选择没有听见。
The Lord speaks to new believers. How cannot He speak to the seasoned believers unless our heart might become colored?
有的时候我的手机都会开着，可能听一个 message， 就是放在旁边听。但是有的时候我就会忙，比如说我在刷牙开水的声音，或者是做别的事情的声音，然后那个声音就会盖过我想要听的东西。
So sometimes, I'll give you examples. Sometimes when I listen to a message from my cell phone, but I'm brushing my teeth and let the tap flowing and the water flowing noise sometimes will cover.The voice from the cell phone.
我觉得很多时候就好像是我们现就特别是针对我了我自己，我就觉得好像是我一样，就是神的声音在那，可能我自己选择性做了别的事情，我做的事情就是我世界上的声音盖过了神的声音，以至于我没有听见。
So even for me myself, I believe many times the voice from the world covered the voice of God. I couldn't hear.
对，所以我们也是同时要祷告，我们外界的声音能够变小。
So we should pray that the voice noises from outside will be eliminated.
对，让我们可以听见，就是神在我们里面那个很 gentle 的声音。
So that we can hear the still small voice from inside, that is from God.
嗯，这是我想分享的。
谢谢安娜的分享，谢谢安娜的分享。安娜，其实你分享的比我分享的好，以后你来讲到我来翻译就可以。真的，安娜刚才分享的一点是真的是非常重要，就是我们有时候世界的声音盖过了我们神的声音。
So one thing is very important because the voice of the world sometimes is louder than voice from God, but we have to quiet down ourselves so that we can truly listen.
有时候就是外界的声音远远盖过了神微小的声音，所以我们需要真的是来用心来听。
So because of that, the voice of the world is louder than the voice of God, so we have to try to listen.
所以我们需要有用心来
So we have to listen with use our hearts to listen.
需要用我们的心来听。
We listen with our hearts.
真的要打开我们的心来听。
We have to open our hearts.
敞开我们的心。能不能？
看得到吗？
听得到有一点不模糊，有一点模糊，可以听到，但是不是很清楚。
好，像我喇叭。 听到吗？
啊，现在可以。
啊，这是 Annie 是吧？
哦，
好，安那你翻译吧。
我就想问一下，怎么样分辨，是神的声音或魔鬼啊？不，世界的声音，就是有的时候，我就感觉突然脑子里就会有一个念头，然后那我怎么知道这个念头是神告诉我的，还是世界的，来自世界的呢？
So Annie's question is that a lot of time when he has an idea or a voice speaking to her, how can she distinguish from whether it's from the voice of God or from her own flesh or from the evil ones? You know, how to distinguish a voice?
当然最基本的方法就是说你看他合乎不合乎圣经。
So the basic way to know is whether the voice is in correspondence with the Bible.
比如说有一个声音告诉你，你不要原谅那个人，那你知道圣经里面说一定要原谅，
so
他就不是从神。
So for example, if a voice tells you do not forgive, then you know that this is in contrary to what the Bible says, then you will know that this is not from the voice of God.
如果有时候我们说呢，我们对圣经还没有那么熟悉，我是一个刚信主的人，那么我们怎么办呢？怎么分辨呢？有一个基本的分辨方法。
So if you say, okay, I am a young Christian, I do not know the Bible that well, how do I distinguish? So one of the simple way is...
就是说有四个字，就是说是不是荣神益人，荣神益人，荣耀神，有益于别人。
So you can ask yourself whether this idea that comes out from you, is it going to glorify God, and is it also going to be beneficial to others?
就是这是一个基本的分辨方法。如果这个东西你做了以后，你发现人远离我们的神，远离耶稣，一看你我们说错的，就不相信我们的，那我们就要仔细的来思考。
So if you do something that the voice tells you to do, if it leads to if other people, because of that, will lead astray from God, then you will know this is not from God.
或者说你做的事情如果不益于别人，不是出于爱，不是对别人的利益有损害，你知道这不是。
Or if the things that you're gonna do is going to hurt other people or not beneficial to other people, then you will know that this is not from God.
所以就是要容神益人。
So you have this thing has to glorify God and also be beneficial to others.
你要想清楚的分辨呢，最好就是赶快圣经读几遍。
So if you wanna know whether it's from God or not, you have to read your Bible.
所以鼓励大家尽快的把圣经多读几遍。
So I encourage you to read the Bible a few times.
一个基本的一个分辨的一个基础在哪？
So we will have a basic understanding of the Bible so that we can distinguish.
我不知道有没有回答你的问题。
So are you happy with the answer?
我知道了，谢谢。对，我就是。
谢谢你的分享，很好的。对，谢谢 Annie， 你的问题非常非常重要，其实是很多人想问的。
Pastor Wen, are you there?
Yes, yes.
It's Duncan speaking.
Yes, Duncan.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Now, the another way is that that's why we have to choose the body of Christ. We need the fellowship of your small group, you talk to the other brother and sister, especially you can call Pastor Wang, and you can call someone who is more mature, and ask them to send you some Bible, ask them to talk to you. If your decision is urgent, they'll send you some Bible. If not, you can just ask them to call you or you call them. Actually, a lot of brother sister call me sometimes, and also we text each other.
Hello, Duncan. Maybe we translate first before you continue. Okay. Duncan is saying, Duncan 就在讲，就是说我们中间的族内的交流也是非常的重要的。我们需要来去询问我们的弟兄姐妹，询问牧者啊，我们需要来求一些印证，就是来从别人那边要去听。Okay, continue, Duncan. Anna, 我这边翻译的声音清楚吗？
清楚啊，清楚。
Okay, 好。Duncan, 还有吗？继续吗？
Duncan, 听不到你，你是不是 mute？ 嗯。丹肯没
听不懂，是不是丹肯讲完了？
他掉下去了，好像。
哦，行，那其他的弟兄姐妹可以分享，等丹肯上来以后再让他分享。好，如果没有的话呢？如果没有的话，大家把这个。Okay.
Yeah, sorry, just got disconnected, right? I think that's all I need to say is that's why the Ephesians in the Bible.
那这也是为什么《以弗所书》里面讲到。
Talking about we must understand God's love, God's care, together with other brothers and sisters.
就是我们一起来认识神的爱的长阔高深，要一起。
There's no such Christian as you are an island.
没有一个人是一个孤岛。
And each of us need each other to encourage us to strengthen each other. And even sometimes John can encourage me and strengthen me sometimes.
听不太清楚了。
And actually, you think you're a young Christian, actually, you can actually really encourage by appreciating, say something good about you know, the other brother and sister.
好多时候我们作为一个年轻的基督徒就是说一点我们来欣赏其他弟兄姐妹的话也是很重要的。
And say, for example, you call Pastor Wednesday, Pastor, your sermon is great.
你可能给牧师打个电话说，牧师，你今天的信息很棒。
And this already an encouragement.
对牧师来说，这也是一个鼓励。
And then Pastor.When he, I can feel the need of this person then, and he feel he's doing God's will too.
我牧师会知道他的信息真的帮助到别人，他也会被鼓励建造。
Yeah, and that's why the Jesus Paul said that we God put us together not by accident. It's a God's will. He put us together in the church like ours.
所以圣经里面使徒保罗也讲了，就是说神把我们放在一起不是偶然的，这是有神美好的旨意的。
That's in Corinthians chapter 12, it gives the Holy Spirit and put us together, Christ put us together, so we'll become a church.
所以在哥林多前书十二章讲到呢，神就圣灵呢，同一个圣灵把我们放在一起，成为不同的肢体。
Yeah, that's all I want to share with Amy.
Yeah, this is what I want. 这是我要分享的，来回应安妮所讲的。谢谢 Duncan, thank you, Duncan.
嗯嗯。
Yeah, thank a lot. 现在呢，我觉着我们有一些弟兄姐妹也面临一些蛮大的一些征战，我们也要来祷告。
And I know some of us are facing spiritual warfare right now, and we should always pray as well.
对我们为一些事情，你如果有什么事情现在经历需要我们祷告的话，也提出来，我们来一起来祷告。
So if you are having difficulties or troubles, if you want us to pray with you, please let us know.
另外我们也为我们的国家现在的疫情包括其他的一些事情可能这个大的一些局势的事情也来祷告。
And also pray for our nation and the things that is happening right now.
大家有哪一方面有什么需要祷告的，我们提出来。
So anything that you want to pray, please let us know right now. If you have a prayer request.
好，如果没有，对，如果没有特别的特殊的情况呢，我们就随着圣灵的感动，我们想到哪里可以祷告到哪里，好吧？大家也可以参与进来。
So we will pray, lead us, leading by the Holy Spirit.
哈利路亚，我们天上的父亲，我们今天来到你的跟前，做你的圣灵来大大的运行，来带领我们。进入合你心意的祷告。
Hallelujah, Lord. We come to you, with faith, so that we'll lead in your Holy Spirit.
主啊，是的，主，我们特别的为我们的教会献上感恩。
We want to give you praise for our church.
主啊，你把不同的弟兄姐妹从不同的地方带来聚在一起。
So you bring different people from different places and you bring us together.
这里有你极大的美意，也是一个极大的恩典。
This is your will and you have your own grace for us.
主啊，是的，主，让我们以后更加的能够来彼此的欣赏，彼此的相爱。
So that we will have appreciation for each other and we will can love each other.
主啊，是的，主，我们能够来一起担当彼此的重担，我们彼此来代祷。
And we also share each other's burden, and we also gonna intercede with each other for each other.
主啊，你特别的祝福我们中间的老人长子，一个是小敏弟兄，一个是张姥姥，他们也不能上网，但是主啊，你特别的保护他。
So first of all, bless our seniors, 张姥姥还有。And the other person, even though they cannot join us through a Zoom meeting, but we will pray for them.
主啊，是的，主，我们你保护他们免于这疫情的这个干扰，主啊，是的，让他们灵里面也能够感受到你的同在，知道你在带领他们，知道你爱他们。
We pray that they will not be affected by the pandemic. We know that they are in your hands.And protect them, Lord.
主啊，你特别的祝福 Rusty， 他前天出了一个车祸，车已经全完蛋了，但是他仍没有受伤。感谢主，主啊，让他接着这个事情来。
Lord, we also gonna pray for our brother Rusty. He was in an accident couple of days ago. He is okay, but the car is a total loss. So we will pray that you will use this incident to bless him as well.
哦，是的，主啊，你也特别的祝福Mary Wang 和他的先生，是吧？连地分居，主啊，是的，你祝福他们的婚姻，祝福他们的经济。
And Lord also pray for Sister Mary and.Her husband, who is in China, even though they are living in different places, will protect their marriage and help them with their financial problems.
主啊，你也祝福建博、陶芳，主啊，也是连地分居，大大的来祝福他们，让他们的婚姻变成美好的见证。
And also, we pray for James and his wife in China, even though they they are two living in two different places, we pray for their marriage.
管理祝福我们中间每一对夫妻，祝福当成夫妻，祝福我们夫妻，哎 ，Anna 和 Dustin 是吧？还有这个 Kevin 和 Wendy 是吧？祝福 Norman、Annie 啊，祝福 Arvin 和 Kathy、梅林、Mary 是吧？是梅林和 Sarah、Mary、Kathy， 主要是这种所有的夫妻，祝福我们夫妻。
Yes, Lord, we pray for all the marriages in our church.Like Wendy, Kevin, and Anna, Dustin, Bing, and Susan, and many other couples that in our church. Bless them, bless their marriage, bless their family.
主啊，也祝福我们中间，Tamara 主啊，是的，就是 Sunny， 还有好些，他们自己在带领的孩子，主啊，是的，主，那个各方面都来祝福。
And also we'll pray for many other sisters and brothers in our church, Mara, Sunny, and those who have to take care of their own children. So protect them and lead them, Lord.
包括我们今天我们有一个楼下有一个新的从国内来的移民 Fiona， 带着儿子也是陪着妈妈主要是你特别的来祝福，我们也非常愿意听福音。
And also pray for my new tenant who lives downstairs, a mom, a single mom with her child, and they are willing to listen to the gospel. We pray for them so that they will come to know you, Lord.
他不是单亲，就是陪读。
Okay, then. sorry. So she's not a single mom. She just came with her child to Canada alone to, she's here, her child is here to learn.To study, so she's here alone.
主啊，是的，我们感谢你们，赞美你，哈利路亚！你继续的来祝福我们各样恩赐的弟兄姐妹，主啊，是的，主，有恩赐更加的增加。
And continue to bless our brothers and sisters if they have a talent in something, Lord, and empower them with more.
啊，你特别的来祝福。我们中间这个有的是传福音的，有的是教师，有的是牧养的，有的是帮助别人的，有的是安慰鼓励的，有的是在这个怜悯人的，有的是在金钱上面为主在赚钱的。
So there are different gifts that in our church. Some of them are here to counsel, some of them here is to teach, and some of them to give financially and also those who comfort others, and many, many different areas of gifts will continue to empower to us.
我们特别的祷告今天的信息进到我们每一个弟兄姐妹的心里面，让每一个人都清清楚楚知道圣灵在我们的里面，圣灵讲话的神。
And we pray this message will saturate us so that we know that God is a living God who can speak to us clearly.
Lord, we just 主啊，是的，我们就感谢你，主耶稣，主，主啊，你特别的祝福阿文和 Kathy 和 Jenny 这一家，主耶稣，主，主啊，我们特别的为他们祷告，主啊，你祝福我们中间所有的年轻人，主啊，让他们走在正路上，给他们方向和目标。
So we will especially pray for the family of Alvin, Kathy, and Jenny, and their daughter, and also all the young people, so that they can walk in your own ways, lead them, Lord.
哇，是的，我们感谢你们，赞美。